Hello, welcome to the English News Japan Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, today, under the chair of National Assembly Chairman Vương Đình Huệ, National Assembly Standing Committee continues the night session to collect suggestions on movie trap law amending and law on insurance business amending. The National Assembly Standing Committee proposed to clarify a number of contents, including regulations related to the preferential regime for foreign organizations using film production services in Vietnam or performing post-production work, track when distributing movies on cyberspace. On this morning, the Ministry of Natural Resources and Environment held a national luncheon ceremony in response to World Day, March 22nd, World Meteorological Day, March 23rd, and the Earth Hour 2022 campaign. This year's lunch ceremony was held via online locations nationwide, with topics focusing on action to protect groundwater, turning invisible resources into tangible, early warning for early action, hydrometeorological and climate information effectively serve disaster risk reduction, creating the future now or never. This is an action that shows Vietnam's proactiveness in responding to climate change. Vietnam proposes electronic vaccines passports. This is information from the webinar on implementing electronic certification of COVID-19 vaccination, which was attended by representatives of 63 localities and 4 institutes of hygiene and epidemiology. The Ministry of Labor, Environment and Social Affairs has just sent an official spot to the provincial and municipal departments of Labor, Environment and Social Affairs to propose labor investigation plan, wage and minimum standard of living to serve as a basis for formulating the contents of regional minimum wage in 2023 and relevant policies as a basis to consider whether there is a need for adjustment in 2022. According to the plan, the survey will kick up from April 1st and be conducted at 2,000 enterprises in 19 provinces and cities, representing 8 economic regions of the country with a large number of enterprises, the labor market including Kansas City. The survey enterprises belong to many groups of production and business lines, such as agriculture, forestry, fishery, construction industry, trade and services. In terms of labor size, there are many types under 100 employees, from 100 to 300 employees and over 300 employees. The main contents surveyed in enterprises are salary fund, according to job or title, salary allowance fund, bonus fund, ship meal, recruitment and training expenses, trade union fund. At the same time, the regulatory agency, the survey, also found out the salary levels of a number of titles and jobs of the titles of manager, general director, deputy general director, chief accountant, deputy head of department professional labor. This afternoon, the Standing Committee of Kansas City Party Committee held a regular session on the draft report of the first quarter, the work situation in March, and the implementation of the work in second quarter. In the first quarter of 2022, party building and political system building continue to be led and directed to achieve various crucial results. Party committees at all levels organize self-criticism and criticism reviews in 2021, ensuring that they are serious by principles and promote democracy. Thoroughly understand, organize the implementation and summarize the party guidelines following regulations. To perform well political tasks in the second quarter, especially in April 2022, besides some key and regular tasks such as continuing to promote administrative reform, improving the investment environment, strengthening solutions to attract non-budget investment, taking the lead of public investment, activating social investment, accelerate the construction of key infrastructure projects, strengthen inter-regional, regional and international connections. Today, Vietnam lost 127,883 new cases of COVID-19 infection. The national tally now stands at 8,479,751. In Kandra City, today, confirms 124 cases of COVID-19 infection. The song for the English news, Japanese radio and television station. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.